Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodim ku vam každu nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, opil četvrtoj hodine u Pittsburghu, opil desetoj hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem din poloka, a dnes je nedilja 13. juna. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russin FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, June 13th, 2021. On today's broadcast, we have Maria Silvestri, president of the John and Helen Timo Foundation. We will get to that interview right after this instrumental number from Zakarpattia. Here with Maria Silvestri. She is the president of the John and Helen Timo Foundation. Now, I know everyone has heard me talk about the John and Helen Timo Foundation for a few years now, but I wanted to get it right from the source. So welcome to the program, Maria Silvestri.
Oh, thanks for the invitation, Dean. Really great to talk to you.
Not a problem. For decades now, we've been working together. But in the last few years, you are heading up what's called the John and Helen Timo Foundation, propagating Russian culture, not only here in America, but across the world. Tell us a little bit about the foundation, its origins, and what you and the foundation have been doing to propagate Russian culture
throughout the world.
The John and Helen Timo Foundation was founded in 2013. And so this is our seventh year of existence. And in that time, we've done really a lot of different things. Our mission is to promote and educate others about Carpatha Rusyn culture. And we take that really seriously. The foundation is part of the legacy of my grandparents, John and Helen Timo. And they were longtime cultural activists in the Pittsburgh area, but they, you know, were really well connected all over the country and also in Europe, in the homeland. And so what we're doing is a continuation of a lot of what they did during their life, which was to support programs that and projects that build Carpatha Rusyn culture and community. Some of the ways that we've done that are, you know, it's often through the arts. We have done some projects about, with Rusyn folk music, with full-length documentaries. We also, most importantly, I think, we're supporting educational programs in the homeland. So this especially includes the Studium Carpatha Ruthenorum, which takes place every summer, except when we're in the middle of a pandemic, at the University of Prešov. And, you know, that's an international cultural immersion program. And that's been really successful in developing a cadre of educated Carpatha Rusyn activists. That's really important to us. We want to do what we can to help others to grow our community. And also go beyond it, I guess, you know?
And for those of you on listening here, may remember back, I think it was 2015, Maria, you talked about musical encounters. I know that the John Helen Timo Foundation was responsible for bringing Maria Machoshkova over to America, along with Beata Beginyova and her cadre here in America, and toured many different cities, including Pittsburgh, and I know there are Cleveland and some others. But those were some of the things, and I remember those quite well. We interviewed Maria on this program on that time, and also the wonderful documentaries that the John and Helen Timo Foundation has produced. Can you talk a little bit about, just in brief, I know we've discussed them here on the program whenever they were airing and viewing, but give us a little insight on those documentaries as well.
So these documentaries, all three of them, I co-produced with our friend and colleague, John Rigetti. And, you know, John and I have also known each other for a long time. And these started because we recognized that we weren't always remembering anniversaries well. And I don't mean anniversaries always in a celebratory way, because some of these things that we made the documentaries about are not anything to celebrate. But we wanted to make these documentaries so that we could capture that kind of anniversary time, about some of these really big moments in 20th century Carpatha Rusyn history. So the first documentary is Changed by Talerhof, which is about the concentration camp in Graz, Austria, during the First World War, where many Lemko activists, educators, and clergy were detained for really the length of the First World War in quite horrible conditions. And then the second is Even Tears Were Not Enough, which is about the forced deportation of the Lemko community from its historical settlement in what we call like Lemkovina to what's called the recovered territories of Poland. So this is what's today basically Western Poland. So the first two documentaries were really about these really traumatic moments of cultural genocide that some Carpatha Rusyns experienced in the 20th century. And then the third documentary is called Voskresenie Naroda, so the resurrection of a nation. And that's about, after two documentaries that are really about cultural genocide, we wanted to make one that celebrates our success. And 2019 was the 30th anniversary of the Velvet Revolutions and the fall of communism in Central and Eastern Europe. And so it's been a real pleasure to take that message of our success in the face of all of this cultural genocide. It wasn't just what was going on with the Lemkos in the 20th century. There was a lot that was happening in the former Czechoslovakia that was really destructive to Carpathian Rusyns culturally. And certainly the Carpathian Rusyns that live in what was then the Soviet Union and Transcarpathia continue to experience that to the present. Right. So in the face of pressure working against us, you and I both, and many of our friends and colleagues in this movement, have experienced also tremendous successes that we need to continue to celebrate because it's happened against all the odds.
Right.
So those are the documentaries. And I hate to call what we do like content creation, but that's sort of, I guess, the current word for it. And and we do want to do that because we want to make sure that the information that people can find online is the best and most accurate possible about Carpathian Rusyns. As we all know all too well, anybody can put anything on the internet, but we really care about the quality of what we produce and we do the best that we can. So all three of those documentaries are available on our YouTube channel. So you can find that just by searching on YouTube for the John and Helen Timo Foundation.
We will return to the interview with Maria in just a few moments. First, we're going to go to Riadovoy Tarnets, and this was recorded when Maria Matroshkova and Beata Beginyova and those folks were here, as we talked about just in the interview. And the second number is an additional one from our good friend Maria Matroshkova, Pyat Sme Sester.
Масла, уж я ся наила, хо я чухая, ужяся наїла, галушок без масла. Ужяся наїла, оля я чухая, ужяся наїла, галушок без масла.
Last year, we, in collaboration with the Carpathia Rusyn Research Center, we developed the summer seminar series, which mm-hmm. I'm happy to announce we are continuing this year. And it's just going to be a thing because we had such a good time. Now that we're all super comfortable being on Zoom, or not super comfortable, but we're just used to it. We have submitted, right. we've submitted to being on Zoom. This has been a really fun way for us to explore ideas that, you know, often in the past have happened at academic conferences and then sort of later somehow make it to the grassroots. This is a really fun program for my co-producer, Nick Kupensky, and I, because we're able to involve our whole community in really important and interesting discussions about topics related to Carpathia Rusyn culture.
Mm-hmm. So, and I did see from the Carpathia Rusyn Research Center, the flyer that came out last mm-hmm. week, that the summer seminar series will be continuing again this year. And it's great that the John and Helen Tima Foundation is also teaming up with the CRRC in that regard. And we will definitely have those information for you as the weeks progress. I think right now it's somewhere in mid-July, something around there.
It's the week of the 12th through the 16th.
12th through the 16th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this year we have a discussion of Carpathia Rusyns and race and class in immigrant mm-hmm. communities in the United States. We have a book launch of the new Carpathia Rusyn grammar, Vita Eme, by Stefan Pugh. Mm-hmm. We have a presentation about the 20th century writer Andrei Karabelas, mm-hmm. who is one of those, I think, kind of most interesting man in the world type of things. You know, there's the joke, especially in Transcarpathia, that, you know, you're born in one country and, you know, go to school in another country,
right.
get married in another country and die in a fourth country and you never move.
Never moved.
That's in some ways Karabelas's life, except he did move around. His life was very defined by the first Czechoslovak Republic and Carpathia Rusyns within it, and then also mm-hmm. afterwards. So it's going to be a really cool presentation. And then finally, we have two roundtables with, let's say, millennial Carpathia Rusyns. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that a lot of activists, especially here in North America, I hear it all the time, are really concerned about the younger generation, and it's this big concern. But the reality is there's a lot going on that is just happening in different places and spaces in different ways. And so I think, you know, there's a lot that we can discuss, and hopefully it'll kind of energize everybody and it'll give folks some peace of mind knowing that this is right. going to continue after them, but also maybe get some new ideas and ways forward about what can be done in the cultural organizing space. So it's a cool slate coming mm-hmm. up that week in July. And okay. we'll look forward to folks joining us live if they're able. And then also that will be available on the YouTube channel as well.
Okay.
So that's something that we're doing that's mm-hmm. happening now. And then also, you know, we are philanthropy and we do fund projects with other partners. And so mm-hmm. there's a lot of great work being done by many people in this community. And we want to support that and make sure that it's seen to completion. And that, again, the best possible information that's by Carpathia Rusyns, but also very well researched and presented professionally, mm-hmm. sees the light of day. Mm-hmm. And so that's also a big part of what we do.
And speaking of philanthropy, you've also been very generous to this radio broadcast in the past few years. And on behalf of everyone who listens, want to thank the John and Helen Tima Foundation and you, Maria, for your continued support of this broadcast. And in addition, looking maybe say 6 months to a year in the future, what else do you envision the John and Helen Tima Foundation endeavoring?
We have so much going on, and it's all, I would say, we're always building on what we've been doing, right? Mm-hmm. So this includes some new projects with some of our partners in Europe, some book projects. And then I really hope that we get back to some of the in-person activities that we've all really been missing, because we miss right. each other. And one of the best things about us is that we really are a community. And, you know, so often when I'm meeting with other Carpathian Rusyns, they tell me about how, you know, they meet somebody who is also Carpathian Rusyn, but up until that point has been a stranger. And then they realize how much they have in common. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, a really nice moment because they understand, you know, a lot of people experience their Carpathian Rusyn culture from their families, but they don't always take it to that next step, which is, you know, your, let's say, village. And right. now what village means to us is a little bit different than it did maybe 100 years ago. But, you know, we want to make sure that that continues too, because it's so important. And so we look forward to doing a little bit more of that too, I think.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah. We want to thank you for being on the program today, Maria. And are there any last words that you would like to say to our listening audience here on Rusyn FM?
Well, thanks for the invitation again, Dean. And I think what I would say is just a reminder that our culture and our community is everybody's responsibility. Mm-hmm. So the ways that you and I do it, Dean, because the kind of platforms that we have is one way, but then also your listeners also can participate in various ways. So I would encourage folks, for example, listening, to share the radio program with their cousins and with their friends, maybe who aren't Carpathian Rusyn. We can all do things in our own ways to share the culture that I often hear us saying is so important to us. So let's continue to do that and, you know, not wait around for you, Dean, or me to do it mm-hmm. for all of us, but rather to find the ways that we can do that together in the ways that we're able. So even by listening to the program, that's a way of being active, but it's sort of passive. So the sharing of our culture is something that we all have the responsibility to do. And I am always excited when I learn about the ways that people do that in their own lives.
Great. Thank you once again, Maria, and we hope to talk to you very soon.
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life.
Living for your future.
GCU for life, GCU for life, fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. I would like to thank Maria Silvestri one more time for coming on today's broadcast and giving us an insight on the John and Helen Timo Foundation. Don't forget that the Carpathian Rusyn Society is looking for volunteers. If you are interested, please get in touch with us either through email, volunteer@c-rs.org, email, volunteer@c-rs.org, or call the Carpathian Rusyn Society and leave a message at area code 412-567-3077. 412-567-3077. Also, national elections are coming up, and if you are interested in running for a board position, you need to contact the Carpathian Rusyn Society either by email, membership@c-rs.org, membership@c-rs.org, or call the Carpathian Rusyn Society and leave a message at 412-567-3077. 412-567-3077. Thank you for joining me today on Holosu Rusyn America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpathian Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. S Bohom.
Dziewczyną syna szoł, dziewczyną syna szoł, a żony nie mążu.
Dziewczyną syna szoł, dziewczyną syna szoł, a żony nie mążu.
By mnie lubowała, a żeny nie mogą, a żeny nie mogą, aby bez lubowała.
A żeny nie mogą, a żeny nie mogą, aby bez lubowała.
Holos Rusinil Amerika.